Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. I am excited about the word, the teaching that I will be bringing to you today. We've been talking about spiritual discipline. The last 2 weeks, I spoke on sin. I pray that you enjoy the teaching. This week, we're going to be talking about Bible reading and studying. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about prayer, fasting, worship. We're also going to be talking about service, solitude, discernment, evangelism. These are all tools of spiritual discipline, being disciplined in the things of God, okay? And so I'm so excited. I just pray that you tune in with me. Week after week, we're going to be discussing one by one these tools, prayer. Next week, we'll be talking about prayer. And so I'm excited. I am so excited for the teaching. I pray that everyone had a beautiful day today. I pray that your day was peaceful. It was wonderful. It was joyous. And Lord, I thank you. But this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Dear Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you today asking you to lift up everyone that is listening today. Lord, I ask that you attend to their needs, oh God. Lord, I ask that you attend to their health, that you attend to their strength, that you attend to their family, their jobs, their finances, God. Lord, I ask that you increase faith among your people today, Lord. Increase faith, oh God. Lord, I ask as we continue to trust you, Lord, we ask that you continue to direct our footsteps, oh God. Lord, in Psalm 37:23, declare the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his ways. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Amen. 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 Again, I'm excited about the study on spiritual discipline. The question is, what is spiritual discipline? Well, I have my own definition. I mean, I've read many, many definitions on spiritual discipline, and but my spiritual definition of spiritual discipline is to grow and to build a solid relationship with God. I have to say that again, to grow and to build a solid relationship with God. That is my definition. This is how I'm defining a spiritual discipline. And so when the cares of this world tries to overtake me, when things are going, going not the way I want things to go, I will continue to trust God. I will continue to be firm. I will continue to be steadfast in the things of God, being not immovable on the things of God. And so being not being immovable on my relationship with God, because we have to know that Christianity is a relationship, God. Christianity, spirituality is a relationship with God. It's not religious. It's a relationship with God. And so as a body of Christ, as children of God, we benefit through spiritual discipline. Yes, we do. We benefit. We, as children of God, we benefit through spiritual discipline. Okay, because a lot of times we know how to be disciplined in a lot of different areas in our lives. We know how to be disciplined in our jobs. We know how to be disciplined in our goals, health. Many of us, you know, been very careful and watchful of the things what we eat. But I'm not saying that these things are not important, but these things doesn't guarantee us peace, nor does it guarantee us life or joy or eternal life. Only what we do for God that guarantees us all his promises and all his benefits and knowing who and trusting who he is. Those are the things are guaranteed. If God has said in his word that he was going to do something, well, we can trust his word because his word does not return void. We can trust God. God is not like man that he shall lie, okay? And so we can trust God's word. We can't put our trust into money. We cannot put our trust into a relationship or marriages. We cannot put our trust into all those things, okay? Only person that we can put our trust into is God himself and God alone, okay? So by being disciplined in the things of God, we produce fruits of the Spirit, which only the Holy Spirit disperses. The Holy Spirit works. Work is to disperse this fruit of the Spirit. The Bible declares that every fruit is produced after its own kind. Okay? So if you are sown in the Word of God, you will reap the harvest of love. You will reap the harvest of joy. You will reap the harvest of peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. These are the fruit of the Spirit, okay? And so if we sow into the Word of God, we must manifest, okay? We must manifest the fruit of the Spirit, okay? Because the fruit of the Spirit produces what? Life. It's just in the natural. If you plant a seed, okay, that seed, once that seed dies into the ground, and once that seed begins to manifest, it's going to bring forth a harvest. Same thing in the spiritual realm. If we are sowing into the things of God, if we are meditating on God's word, if we're reading his word, or we're praying to him, we must bring forth a harvest of a fruit. And that fruit I just read to you was faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And also reading the word of God, studying the word of God, you know, it purges out all that ugly and nasty stuff that's within us, you know, like anger, bitterness, and covetousness, and all that stuff. And what it does, it purges out that stuff. It brings that stuff up. It brings it up. And so what it does is it cleanses you. The word of God cleanses you. And I know everybody today wants to be cleansed. I know, hallelujah. You know, once God delivers us and cleanses us from one thing, then we'll find that we need to be cleansed from something else. So that's what the word of God does. It cleanses us, okay? It renews our mind. The Bible talks about how the spirit of our mind needs to be renewed daily. And so it renews our mind. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but we need a renewing of the mind daily, okay? Also, spiritual discipline brings forth strength against sin, okay? And so when you are disciplined of the things of God, you're being more aware of what things are going on around you, or things of sin, of temptation. Remember the enemy tried to tempt God when he was in the wilderness. Okay, and so what spiritual discipline brings about for us is that we have strength against sin, we have strength against temptation, we have strength against the wiles of the devil. We will not be ignorant of the devices of the enemy when he try to come up against us, when he come at us. Spiritual discipline brings forth discernment. It brings forth knowledge, wisdom in God. The enemy, he has all type of tricks. But his tricks cannot out-trick the saints. Oh, hallelujah. His tricks cannot out-trick the saints. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have the word of God. We have the victory. Okay? God has given us everything in the Bible to live a victorious and godly life. Okay? And so if you want to know how to live a victorious life, all you have to do is pick up your Bible. I know sometimes it's hard for some people. And I know it may be hard for some people, but you have to make the effort. He said, God said, if you draw nigh unto him, he said he will draw nigh unto you. And so we have to do something. One thing that God has done to us, and when he created us, he gave us a will, a free will. Okay, God did not make us like robots to put batteries in us and make us serve him. No. He gave us a free will. He wants you to choose who you will serve. Oh, hallelujah. He wants you to choose that if you're going to choose this world, or you're going to choose him, or you're going to choose death, or you're going to choose life. Okay? So God has put into us all a free will. You know, one thing that we have to know, saints, and we have to continue to do is trust God. And we cannot lean on our own understanding, okay? We have to acknowledge God of who he is, okay? And so once we do that, and then we'll come into a being that we cannot do anything without him. We cannot live without him. We cannot breathe without him. We can't do nothing without him. The word of God is the mind of God. I'm going to say this again. The word of God is the mind of God. The word of God is the mind of God. If you want to get to really know who God is, just pick up your Bible, okay? We're talking about Bible reading and studying today, okay? Just pick up your Bible. I know this may seem simplicity to some people, but, you know, sometimes we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to pick up our Bible. We need to pick up our sword. We must pick up our weapon. You know, the Bible comforts us. You know, whenever we're going through anything, I know for me, if I can be sad, the Bible comforts me, okay? I can just begin to look up words of comfort in the Bible, you know, when I need to be delivered from something. Well, I can just go to the Bible and look up some deliverance scripture that God has put there for us, okay? If I'm fearful, well, the Bible says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Now, how would I know that if I did not read the Bible, okay? And so what happens is the Bible gives us reassurance of who God is and what God can do in our lives. He said that he came to seek and save those which was lost, okay? And so the word of God, he gives us knowledge. He gives us wisdom, okay? And so this is what we need today. We need wisdom, especially raising our children today. We need the wisdom of God. We need to follow the example of God. Okay? And so when you need comfort, all you have to do is just go to the Bible. He said he would comfort those, okay, that needs to be comfort. He said that he would be a father and mother to the motherless or to the fatherless. He would be a father to them, okay? And so whatever that may be going on to you in your life today, the scripture, it has the scripture that goes with it that tells you that you have hope. And that you can trust God. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but without the knowledge of God, the Bible says that his people perish. We perish without the knowledge and wisdom of God. We perish. We need the word of God. How can you know that he is omnipotent, that he's all powerful if you don't read or study the word of God? How do you know that God is a healer when you have not picked up your Bible to read? Okay? And so they say, my people perish because of what? Of lack of knowledge, okay? Not because they don't believe God, is because they really have not read in the Bible what God has done for others. And so if you know if God has done something for you, okay, a lot of time what we do is we share it. Why? Because we want to give people hope that if God did it for me, I know that God can do it for you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm just excited about the things that God is doing in my life, okay? And so there is nothing too hard for God. Okay, nothing is too hard for God. You know, I try to bring my children to reality, and I began to I tell them things that they can think about who God is, and I say I tell them like go outside and look at the stars, and go outside and look at the sun, and look how God has perfectly designed human beings, and I began to tell them these things so they can see. The creation of God, they can see the existence of God, and they can believe that it is a God, okay? And so sometimes we need to go outside and just look at the beautiful things that God had created to remind us that God is real, that he is real, that he's true, that his promises to his children is yea, and in him is amen. And so we need sometimes to remind ourselves about who God is really is. And God, he reveals himself, what, through nature, okay? He reveals himself, what, through us, through mankind, okay? And so I'm just so excited. There's nothing too hard for God, saints. There's nothing too hard for God. The word of God gives us hope. It gives us peace. It gives us our sense of identity. Okay, it gives us identity of who we are and who we are to God. Okay, the Bible said that God called us before the foundation of this earth. He chose us. We didn't choose God, he chose us. Okay, the Bible declares in 2 Peter 1:21, for the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but the holy man of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. They were moved by the Holy Spirit. Every word came from the Holy Spirit. It was inspired, it was breathed out by God, okay? Today we're going to talk about the importance of being disciplined in our reading and our studying the word of God. We are going to look at some examples in the Bible. Many times our lives are so busy, oh my goodness, but God has to be a part of our daily lives. And a good thing that we need to do is to start our daily morning, start our mornings out with prayer or saying, Lord, I love you. I thank you. Get a devotional book. Get a scripture. Read your Bible. Sometimes we are so busy when we get up in the morning that we forget to just tell the Lord, thank you for allowing us to open our eyes or even just getting up out of the bed. And so the Bible said that man cannot live on bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So it clearly states that without the word of God, we cannot live in this world, saints. Just like the physical body dies without natural food, the spiritual man will die without the word of God. I have to say that again. Your spiritual man will die without the word of God, okay? And so we have to live on the word of God, okay? We have to live on the word of God. You will be defeated if you try to overcome the world with physical tools. Okay? God has given us tools, and those tools is what? The Word of God, your weapon, your armor. Okay? In Exodus 24 and 7, Moses read the Word of God to the people and commanded that it be read publicly. Okay? And the book of Exodus 24 and 7 says, then he took the book of the covenant and read it aloud to the people. Again, they all responded, we will do everything the word the Lord has commanded. Okay? So as they began to read the Word of God, the Word of God gave them life, gave them hope, and they began to confess that they're going to do everything that the Word of the Lord has commanded them to do. They made a pledge that they would do everything God's Word tells us to do. But sometimes, you know, saints, we don't do everything that God tells us to do in His Word. Okay? We need to do better, saints. We need to be a doer of the Word and not just hearers of the Word. The Bible said, deceiving our own self. We must be better, saints, when we read the Word and we have knowledge and wisdom and understanding of what God is telling us to do or how to live. We need to be obedient. We cannot be rebellious like many of us today. We all fall short. We all rebel against God. But we must do better. We must set in our mind, God, for you I live, and for God, you I die. And we must be steadfast in the things of God, okay? And so a lot of times people don't want to read the Word of God because what? Because what? The darkness is being exposed, okay? The darkness is being exposed. That's why they don't want to read the Word of God, because if God is telling you don't lie, then you don't lie, and now you're convicted. If God is telling you to forgive, you don't forgive, now you're convicted. If God is telling you that you shouldn't fornicate, and you fornicate, now you're convicted. So a lot of times they don't want to read the Word of God because what? The Word of God exposed their darkness. But the Word of God, what it does, it exposes the darkness. Why? To bring you into, hallelujah, into God's marvelous light. Amen. To bring you into God's marvelous light. That's why the Word of God, it says sharpen. It is sharpened in any two-edged sword, okay? And so, and what it means is it pierces both sides. It pierces the heart. It pierces the mind. It pierces the intent of the person, your motive, okay? And so Joshua 1:8 declares, Joshua was commanding to meditate on God's word day and night. We must meditate on God's word day and night. I'm telling you, okay? It says in Joshua 1:8, keep the book of the law always on your lips. This is why we should meditate on the word of God day and night. Why? To keep it on our lips. Okay? A lot of times we're talking things that we ain't got no business talking. Okay? We're gossiping. Okay? We're cursing. We do all lying, backbiting, all out of our coming out of our mouth, coming past our lips. Okay? And so, oh, hallelujah. Okay? And so, it says to keep the book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And so, what it is saying is, if you follow the blueprint of the Bible, you will have a peaceful and prosperous life. Who needs peace? I know I do. Hallelujah. We need to keep our peace. Who needs to be prosperous? I know I do. Oh, hallelujah. I want to prosper in the things of God. Okay? And so why? Because we fully trust who God is. We fully trust who God is. Okay? Colossians 4:16 says that Paul requires his letter to be read publicly. Publicly. You know, Paul, you know, he told them to read the word of God publicly, but you know, a lot of times we don't even want to carry our Bibles. We don't even want to carry our Bibles in church sometimes. Okay? And sometimes we don't even want to even let people know that we are Christians. Okay? Okay, so God said that in his word that if you be ashamed of the gospel, you know, we should be happy. We should be thrilled to share the word of God with people. Why? So they can be converted, so they can begin to believe and have hope in this God that we serve, the great I Am, the Jehovah Jireh, the, you know, the great Elohim. You know, we need to share the word as much as we can, saints. We don't, you know, it's going to be people out there that's going to look at us crazy. There's going to be people out there that's not going to receive what we say. But do we care? No, you keep on. The Bible says, dust the feet off, take the dust off your feet, and you keep on to the next person. You begin to start sharing the love of God with people. People out there need hope. They need, you know, a lot of people out there that have dealing with depression, is dealing with suicidal thoughts, is dealing with all type of marital problems, you know, finances issues. We need to be able to share the word of God so they can have hope in this God that we serve, saints. Okay? And so Paul, in Galatians 4:16, it reads, after this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodicean, and that you turn and read the letter from the Laodicean. And so we have benefit from the Old and New Testament saints. And we have to understand that they labor and suffer and was obedient to God in spite of the persecution they experienced. God himself preserved the word of God that it may be carried out throughout the world. Oh, hallelujah. So we may be able to get the word of God, that we'll be able to learn and to know about who God is. He preserved the word of God, saints. He reserved it for us. So this word can go on throughout eternity. Okay? Acts 8:27-40 says that the Ethiopian was reading God's word and he became a follower of Jesus. Many of us came to know God by reading the word of God. Many of us became to know who God really was in our life when we began to start reading the word of God. In John 5:39, Jesus said that the value of studying the Bible was to see that it spoke about him. The Old and New Testament spoke about Jesus. Okay, he says, you study the scripture diligently. He told the religious leaders this. He said that you study the scripture diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. The scripture, the Old and New Testament, Genesis through Revelation, talks about Jesus. It's all about him. It's all about his saving grace, okay? And so it says that, you know, that that if we trust and believe in God, we shall be saved, okay? Okay, if we confess, John 1:9 says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus has raised him up from the dead, we shall be saved. No, that's another scripture. But 1:1-9 says, we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just seated. I'm excited. But Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Reading the Bible is the best way to stay connected to God's things. Is the best way to stay connected with God, okay? And so we're going to talk about equipping. You know, we need to be equipped for the Word of God. The Word of God equips us. 2 Timothy 3:17 says that, so that the servant of God may be truly equipped for every good work. The Word of God equips us for what? For to do God's work, to do his work, okay? To do what he has called us to do. Okay, it equips us, it makes us ready, it makes us firm and be confident of what the word of God is, I have said and what is doing in our lives, okay? And so it says in Hebrews 13:21, it says, make your perfect and every good work in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Make you perfect in every good work. And so it will make you, it will sharpen you, it will make you perfect in every good work. That which is well-pleasing to God, okay, to our Lord Jesus Christ. So why? So he can be glorified, okay? The better we are equipped to do the work of God, and to learn him, to know about him, the better we'll be able to expound on his word to others, okay? So one of the things that we need to do throughout our day, we need memorization, okay? We need to memorize God's word. God speaks to us through his scripture. And so when we war against the enemy, we need to pull out the word of God. We need to memorize the word of God. Why do we memorize the word of God? So we can fight against the enemy, the schemes of the enemy. We must memorize the scriptures so when we need them, these scriptures will combat the enemy, okay? Also, we are to store up the word in our hearts so we may not sin against God, okay? Reflection or meditation on the scriptures. We must renew our mind by meditating on the word of God, settling the word in our hearts. We do this by what? By thinking on the word, what? Day and night, okay? Thinking on the word day and night. Many things I do to get the word in my heart and in my mind is that I utilize social media. When I'm in my truck, I listen to only gospel music. I'm getting it in my ears. I'm getting it in my mind. I'm getting it in my heart. When I'm at home, many times I'm looking at and listening to the gospel station, or I'm looking on YouTube, listening to teaching and meditating on gospel instrumental music. I'm listening to the Bible audio. There are many ways we can get the word of God in us and throughout our busy schedule. We have to apply ourselves, saints. We must apply ourselves, okay? And so the Bible we talked about today, we talked about studying and Bible reading. I tried to get everything all in. We talked about meditation. We talked about reflection. We talked about memorization. We gave you some examples of why we should do this, you know, why we should meditate on God's word day and night. Why? So we will not sin against God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Lord, we thank you for the teaching. Lord, I honor you. I magnify you. I thank you, Lord. I ask that your word gave power to your people. I pray that they were able to understand everything that I spoke and taught today, God. Lord, I thank you as we continue to manifest, as we continue to learn about spiritual discipline, God. We ask that you continue to be with us, oh God. We ask that you overshadow us today, God. We ask that you continue to bless us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spiritual discipline, that we need to be disciplined in the things of God, the things that you have called us to be disciplined in. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I pray that you enjoy the teaching. Tune in with me next week. We're going to be talking about prayer, how to be disciplined in our prayer life. Okay? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Battle.
make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, 'cause he gon' show up just like he did.